Welcome back, everyone. Going into the third hour here of Roleplay Balance of Power. Adam, make that fun roll.
So if this were a TV show, we would come back from the commercial and just like the beep, 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 and we get the camera shot from the perspective of the missile as it comes flying back towards the AT-ST.
The rocket's in first person.
Yeah, totally. Maybe one of the guys climbing down is like, "Do you hear that?" And let's see if it hits.
What
them.
Are the two odds?
So it's I'm gonna roll a single force die. If it's light side, they climb down before it hits. If it's dark side, it hits before they get a chance to climb down. Services? Ah, light side. Okay, so they hop down, and then right above them, the missile potentially slams into the side of the AT-ST. So you need to roll, at the end of the round, 3 green dice.
Yeah.
In your pool. 3 green dice against 2 purple dice.
Okay, let me know when to roll.
You should be able to, as long as that's all that's in your pool.
Okay. What?
It added. Here, let's re-roll. So you gotta clear your pool first. There was some extra dice in there.
Okay.
Try that again. It's easier. It auto does it if you're doing your own abilities. This isn't you. This is the missile. So you're just rolling the pool.
Oh, so you just want me to roll the dice pool and not agility?
Just the dice. Yeah. Don't roll range. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Fell.
Okay. So I think it lands near them. So it, like, comes flying by, lands near them, blows up, and they like cover their heads and like hold their hands up. And they're like completely terrified now. They're just like they think that was on purpose, and you're like trying to scare them twice.
Like a stylish intimidation tactic.
Totally stylish intimidation. And they like look over at you. They see you standing up there with the smoking missile launcher. Do you do anything?
The second I shot the rocket, I started walking towards it. So
okay, all right. So you're walking towards them.
Yeah. I guess if I have those people behind me, I'm just like, tie them up, bring them inside. I just like walk by them.
I already got my binds out. Are we? There's no more attacking now, right? So we're
no, they're
just
done. Yeah, the fight's over.
Yeah.
As soon as they drop down, I've had my blaster on them the whole time. I take out the binds and start tying one of them up.
Okay.
His hands behind his back.
When I eventually just like walk past. I don't even like look at Lana as I walk past. I just walk over to Theron. And I'm just like, you need to keep your dog in check. And then I just walk inside to join.
He's doing
I think
my
Belsa.
Job.
To keep, I think Belsa's already inside, so or Bielsa.
Yeah.
So I'm going to join him. Her.
Okay. So yeah. Bell, inside, you've opened them, and you catch like part of a conversation between the commander, Commander Pohar, and one of the other soldiers. And the commander is saying, he's saying, check all of them. And the soldier's like, but which one is it? And he says, just bring them to me. I'll know which one. They're like whispering this conversation.
This is what me and Sam hear?
No, this is what, only Bell hears that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. I'm going to pry in their business.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to walk over to Pohar?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
So I'm kind of like almost acting as if I hadn't heard. I just open the question again. And I'm like, I don't suppose any of these prisoners are of high value.
And he looks at you. Can you make a charm roll for me?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Sam, zero charm.
The charmless wanderer.
Yeah, make a charm roll. The difficulty is going to be two purple.
All right. Well, I have like no charm whatsoever, so...
Great.
Oh, hey, he did it. Oh. And even with the unnecessary red die on there. So you would actually have gotten two
successes,
so
yeah.
I think he struggles for a second and kind of like, you know, strokes his chin and he's like, well, he like looks around and he's like, we don't want the rest of the troops to know this because command lines and intelligence being what they are, we've tried to keep it secret, but we have a direct order. He looks around from Commander Skywalker. Then we need to bring back one of these prisoners to him. And he takes you aside and he shows you a hologram. There's a like a young woman, she's a Twi'lek. And he's like, this was sent from High Command right before we left for the mission.
Sam. Go on.
Yeah, so he says, we don't know her name, we don't know anything about her, but she's important. Important enough to Commander Skywalker that we bring her back safely.
I just say, Roger that, sir. And then I just, like, walk back off.
Okay. All right. So yeah, the troops, as the rest of you come in, the troops have started to help the formerly enslaved. None of them are human. They're all like mostly Twi'lek, some Zabrak, mostly sort of humanoids or near human. And they're all being brought out, being attended to. So the company medic has his kit, and he's treating people. Maybe there are some of the slaves who've been mistreated enough that they can't even like leave their cell. So they're moving around through checking on everybody. But the place looks abandoned. Like there's no more stormtroopers, no nothing.
Outside, I've already bound up the other two, and I have them all like on their knees, and I sort of just tell Theron to go inside, and then I'll just watch them.
Okay. Yeah, one of them, I think the man that was piloting the AT-ST is saying to you, like, he's like, oh, thank goodness you're here. We were going to surrender to the New Republic just the very next day. It's been horrible here on this terrible planet.
And before he can finish talking, you just see my boot bury into his back and shove him to the ground.
Shove him on the ground. He falls on his face and he's like, yes, that's fair treatment. I'm sorry. We're such awful people. And yes, whatever you think is appropriate, just thank you for sparing us.
You just hear this long sigh. Like my character just, or Lena just does not want to talk to them. She's like, you need to shut up.
He's like, yes, shutting up, ma'am. I'm sorry.
And then
lying on his face. And I think we can see like, there's like a trickle of lava, like right near his face. And he's kind of like blowing on it as it like comes closer to his face.
I start setting my blaster to stun just in case any of them tries to get up, and then I reach over and I just like grab him by the collar and just choke him back and onto his knees.
You pull him up and he's like, yes, thank you. I mean, sorry, quiet now.
Now I hit him on the side of the head because he still hasn't shut up.
Okay. Yeah, he's like banging on his head. He's like, ugh. And like we see the woman, the gunner, like look at him and just shake her head, like you fucking jerk. Okay, cool. Yeah, and so they're all out there and well controlled. It doesn't look like there's any reinforcements coming that you can see. You know, you're scanning the sky. Yeah, so when you two go in, what do you want to do?
Well, I'd like to turn to Lena and inform her that we are not like the Empire. We are the New Republic, and we do not treat people like that. And I, while I'm walking with the soldier, I ask her to get them to their feet, because we're going to stick them where they belong, inside the prison in one of the cells.
And I sort of look down at my gun. I'm like, but it's set to stun. Like, I just don't understand what he's talking about. Like, it just goes completely over my head. But as he says to get them onto their feet, I start lifting them up. The first one that I hit first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Like, so I'm just, like, rough. I don't even care. I'm just, like, so rough with him.
Yep, yeah. And he doesn't seem to mind. He's alive. So he's just like, oh, thank you. Stop hurting me. Right. But the woman, as they, like, start getting ushered in, the gunner, like, just sneers at you, Talon, and is like, just like shakes her head, and she's just like, you can feel like her anger just like stabbing at you.
Great. We escort them to one of the cells that's open that we can actually close on them and stick all three inside.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so as you're like pushing them into the shell, the stormtrooper says to the other two, he's like, he like looks around and he's like, huh, I've never seen the inside of one of these before. And then one's like, shut up, you. And he goes quiet, and then the red barrier pops up. Okay, so Otto, you're inside now. Everybody's inside the big long.
I eventually go and find Elsa, and I just walk up to her and say, "Did you find what we're looking for?" You're muted.
You're muted.
I describe in rough detail the appearance of the woman, and I just say to find her and bring her to me.
Okay. I just nod my head and start walking down the halls looking for her.
All right. Sure. So you start to walk in. It's like, it's pretty busy. There's probably like 30 or so like freed slaves, and they're in varying states. Right? Some of them are like confused. Some of them don't know what's going on. Some of them are happy to be out, and so they're kind of like, you know, wide-eyed and excited to go. Some of them are angry, and I think that you spot the woman that the Belsa sent you to look for. And she's arguing with another slave. They're both wearing just kind of like tattered like rags, and it's her and maybe the lone human of the group. And he's got like kind of ratty like brown hair. It's quite long. He looks sort of greasy, and he's like shouting at her, and they're arguing about something.
Okay, I maybe listen for like the first 5 or 10 seconds before they notice me. What are they arguing about?
She's being basically saying, she's saying to him like, you're crazy, like that's not possible, like do you even hear yourself? And he's like, you can't deny the truth. I saw it with my own eyes.
I just like walk up to the thing and say, saw what with your own eyes?
And so the guy turns. They both turn to look at you, and their argument stops. And the guy walks over, and you can smell him well in advance. And he like walks up, and he says, kind of like wild eyes, and he says, points at her, and he's like, she's a sorceress. I saw it. The guards have been bringing her extra food, more portions than the rest of us. She's a witch. And the
how does she react like, to look, this?
She looks at you and she just shakes her head like, this crazy guy? Like, come on.
Okay. I just kind of like shake my head and smile a little bit and start walking back towards Belsa at the end of the hall.
Yeah, and as you walk, she's like, see, Ira, nobody believes you. And he's like, somebody will. Now that we're free, I'm going to tell everybody. And he like runs off to like another group of slaves.
Oh, they're still, the cages have been opened at this point.
Yeah, the cages are all open. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And I think she jogs after you. Like, she's got bare feet on, and she's like walking on these like gangplanks. So she like kind of jogs after you, and she's like, hey, trying to get your attention.
I just keep walking towards Elsa, and when I reach Elsa, I'm just like, here's your prize.
So yeah, as she catches up with you, and I guess you kind of like meet up with Belsa again. She's like, so, to who do I owe the honor? We've been trapped in here so long, I figured I was gonna die in Imperial prison. And she kind of like looks at you. She's like, wait, you're not bounty hunters, are you?
And then
I'm standing right behind him with my gun out and everything, and I'm like, and I just see me sort of like duck and look away, like I'm trying to hide the fact that I am a bounty hunter.
Yeah, I just say, I'm going outside to make sure we weren't followed in. I just start walking outside.
Okay, so yeah, Belle, you're alone with her. There's like stuff happening. You see Commander Pohar like checking cells and like walking by trying to figure it out. He hasn't seen that you found her yet.
I take her by the hand and I say, your savior would be Commander Poe, sir? And then I'm kind of like waving, trying to get his attention.
Yeah, Pohar leans over the gangplank. He leans down and he sees her, and he waves back, and you can see him kind of like hustle a little bit towards the group of you. And she's like, Commander, so rebels then.
You're safe now. This is all I say.
Yeah. She nods. And I think you're nearby. If you want to, like, you're all kind of around.
Yeah. If I pass by Theron outside, I just kind of like very softly and under my breath say, we found her inside. We're almost done.
I think we're inside already, though. We put prisoners inside.
Yeah, we're all inside.
Yeah,
I know.
Here.
I'm walking outside, though. And I tell you that as I'm walking outside just to Theron.
Yeah, as Otto passes you.
Yeah. And I go outside to make sure that, you know, nothing else is going to attack us or people haven't gotten in the ATST, et cetera.
Yeah, the ATSD is just standing there smoking. Just kind of like leaned over a little bit.
Okay, that's all I want to do. I don't have any other actions.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I just like issue orders to prepare for evac to the soldiers?
Yes. Yeah, you can start gathering them up. So yeah, Pohar comes down and says to you, Belle, he's like, thank you. looks at her, and he says, "Man, we have special instructions to keep you safe. Somebody out there is looking out for you." And she kind of like sneers. She's like, "What, me? Why?" And he shakes his head. He's like, "Can't say. Comes from high command." She's like, "High command from who?" And he's like, "Well, the New Republic." And she laughs. She's like, "What New Republic?" And he looks at her, or he looks at you, Belle, and then back at her, and he's like, "You've been in here a long time." And she just kind of like nods somberly.
And I kind of just look between them and do like, and like nod, but as I nod, I kind of like hands behind the back, just bow out of the conversation.
Okay.
And like, yeah, I so just you... walk over to my group.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so the two of them are having a short conversation as everybody else is getting ready to leave. Cool. Nice. Okay. All right. So, is there anything else that you want to do at the prison?
No, I think we're ready to get the hell out of here.
Okay. So you're just gonna leave those three in the cell?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I'm gonna follow Theron's order and just be quiet.
Okay.
So I, as we're walking out, though, I sort of stop, like, even with their cell, and I look over, and I'm specifically looking at the woman, that the gunner.
Yeah, yeah, she's just giving you death stare. And the guy is like, "Yes, we've certainly learned our lesson. Best to take us out of this prison and back to the New Republic for re-education, yes?"
And then he's, like, got his hands up on the barrier. You see me reach up and, like, pull down my mask, and I just smile and go, "Not a chance," and just walk out.
And he turns to the woman. He's like, I think they're going to leave us here. Well, that's madness. We'll starve." And she's just like, fucking typical. While he's like shouting after you, like, "Please come back. Wait, hello." And you just like walk off.
Adam, when I'm outside, I start like rummaging through the loot. By the way, all the guns and stuff. Okay.
Yeah, I try to pick up a rifle.
So. Okay. Can I just grab a replacement blaster from one of the?
Yeah, they all have, there are five blaster rifles, stormtrooper blaster rifles. The officers, or not officers, but the pilot and the gunner have sidearms. They have blaster pistols that you took away from them. And then there's, like, scrappy, not very, like, still in good condition stormtrooper armor around.
I'll just take another blaster pistol.
Okay, sure.
Has everyone left the building then?
Yeah.
If you want to be like the last one there.
Yeah, so I'm definitely the last person there. Mm-hmm. And how far away is everyone at this point, would you say?
They've moved off to the reconnoiter point, like up the hill, okay, where they're going to start making the trek back to where you have transport off world.
I'd say I'm just outside the door, like examining the blaster rifle I picked up, making sure no one goes back in because I know he's still in there. Oh.
So I go up to the prisoners, the red glowing.
So bit. all they've been able to see before this was just directly out of their cell. So they saw everybody leave and they assume everyone's gone. And then you walk up and the guy sees you because he's still, you know, pressed up against the wall. He sees you and he's like, "Oh, thank goodness. I knew you'd come back. I guess the force is with us, huh?"
And then I sort of just shake my head, just like, just not even feeling that, and turn to them and say, "It would be rude of me to let you starve." And I open the cell.
Yep. Goes down.
And then pull out the blaster rifle and kill all three of them.
Of course, yeah. Three shots. Who do you kill last?
The female commander. The one with the death glare.
So you shoot the first two, and you look at her, and she locks eyes with you, and she's just like, "Rebel scum," and then you blast her. Cool. All right.
And I hear all three shots, and I just, like, shake my head. I just, outside, I'm just, like, making sure no one else heard it, but I'm just, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we pan up the hill, and we see the group of former slaves making their way up a dirt path up to the top, where one of the, I think the technician that was with you, Otto, and I think you're the first one up here because you left
earlier. Yeah, I left earlier.
So, yeah. So the technician, he's got out a little comm computer, and he's typing away, and he's got his like comm set, and he's like, "Yeah, we're done. Yeah. Send in the transport." And, I think we see in the distance like a ship start to come like flying in towards you.
Okay. I just have a smile on my face. I don't say anything else.
Yeah. And so the soldiers have kind of like they've calmed down a little bit, and they're talking about you know, like, wow, I can't believe we did it. Like, that was an ATST, and did you see that? And they're doing that kind of like post game report thing where they're getting excited about what they did, and you keep hearing your own name, right, Otto? They're like, and did you see that? He was all by himself, and he just jumped out there. Like, I can't believe it. And they're like, man, if this is the kind of soldier we have, well, the Empire stands no chance. There's a lot of like, you know, fist bumping and cheering, and like they're real excited about how they won this this battle. Do you say anything, Otto, or do you just watch them?
Are they like looking at me to say something?
I don't think so. They're doing that thing where they're like kind of being like shy about it. Like they can talk about you to each other, but when they look at you, they're like, eh, don't look at us. We're scared. You're important.
I do the like. I find a rock that's off level of everything else and put one knee up. And then just like go like that with my hair, because the sun is like in the backdrop.
Right, exactly. In the background, six X-wings fly by yeah. and contrails.
Yeah,
I'm in a rainbow.
I'm just looking real cool.
Ewoks show up, start banging on trooper helmets.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I think we get like when you do that, like you kind of look off in the distance, and we get a bit of like the kind of strain of like almost like minor key music sort of swells up a little bit. Kind of like Luke when he like looks over at the suns and yeah. stuff. We get that kind of like it's like something like sad is happening or something like kind of grim is going on inside Otto, and they kind of like look at you in awe. And then everybody gets together up at the top of the hill, and a shuttle arrives, like an interplanetary shuttle arrives to or intraplanetary to take you back to where the rebels are going to get you're going to get a ride off planet, basically.
Cool.
So you load in, and there's a rebel pilot, and he turns and he sees all the like slaves coming on board. And you can see him, like in his head, counting the like number of troops, and then one of the other soldiers like puts his hand on this guy's shoulder and just shakes his head, and the two of them have this like this moment where they're just like, oh yeah, we won, but at what cost?
Yeah,
he was everyone's friend. Yeah. That guy's name was Borgoth Mishlorgoth, and he was everyone's friend, and now he's gone.
It was Jack Porkins' little brother, Hig yeah. Porkins.
I probably speak up for the first time since, like, after the fight. I'm just like...
Yeah, and everybody's sitting down as you get in.
Yeah. Yeah, they're, like, mourning their friend, and I just look up and say, like, death is inevitable. You should expect it.
Damn!
Yeah, and they kind of, like, there's a little... They're, like, sort of spooked. I think let's make a roll. Let's see how that impacts them. Because, like, it could either come off really cool, and they'll be like... Whoa, wow, this guy's tough. Or it'll be like, whoa, what an asshole.
Okay, well, either way, I win. What would you like me to roll?
Let's have you roll. Let me take a look. It feels like ugly truth, but there's no such skill. Maybe it's not deception.
Would it be like some sort of leadership or something?
Resist effort to hide truth. I'm like, let's just make it a cool roll. We got a skill. Let's just make it. Let's see how cool Otto is.
Okay.
So just difficulty one.
Just cool if prepared? Is cool an actual skill?
It's cool a skill.
Oh, I got it. Resist efforts to hide the truth among overt niceness.
All right. Yeah. Here's the cool roll. Blunt.
You're just being cool. Okay. Nice.
Nice.
So you come across this, they're like, wow.
This guy's so awesome.
Yeah, this is how you get your own death commandos. They're just like,
I'm going to name my child after him.
Otto?
They're all going to go
home. My kid, Otto.
They're all going to go home and get sweet tattoos of your face. Yeah, Otto's death commandos. So yeah, you've impacted them. And they go from like mourning to be like, yes, dying in service of the New Republic is a glorious death. And so you can see that you've affected them.
Great.
Cool.
You haven't affected me though. I just sort of roll. I wait until you look at me, and then I roll my eyes. Like, yeah. I purposely wait, and then I just roll my eyes.
Then maybe I just death stare you the entire rest of the ride.
And it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me.
I just still do it.
Cool. Okay. So the ride back to town. The nearby town that you're going to is called Junkets Crossing. It's a little mining town that was abandoned by the Empire as they fled this sector in the sort of wave of the rebel troops. Junkets Crossing is ostensibly like a neutral town. Used to be controlled by the Empire. It's doing better now, but they're still just basically like potash miners. And you can, you've been operating out of here, but this isn't your base, right? You actually haven't seen the proper Imperial base. So as we're flying back, maybe there's this tension because this was sort of your trial run, right? Like they wanted to have you prove your loyalty before they would take you back to the base. And based on the success of the mission and how you know how happy or pleased with the results the commander seems, you feel like there's a pretty good chance that they're going to take you back to the actual base, whether it's in this system or somewhere else. But the first step is to go back to Junkets Crossing and get a ride out on your ship. So there's a rebel base waiting somewhere out there, but you arrive in Junkets Crossing, and you can see if you look you look out over it, it's a lot of kind of like low buildings, kind of like sheltered from the wind because hot winds kind of like blow through here, and we can see some vehicles parked and moving around in there. And when we land, we can see you land next to a big like cargo ship that's unloading like raw material. There's a bunch of loader droids picking it up and moving it around. So you all get out, and Commander Pohar, comes up to you, Theron, and he says, "We just need to lay low now. I've got a ship coming, the Coruscant Dream. It's a smuggler, but they're reliable. Should be here in oh, and, like looks at his chronometer because it's sci-fi, it's not a watch.
Right,
and he says, "Yeah, it looks at his chronometer, and he's like, should only be a few hours now." He looks down and looks over at the men, and he's like, "I'm a little worried," and looks at Otto. He's like, "What Mateen said on board, I mean, we all know it's the truth, but they're just kids. We can't have them thinking that a glorious death is what the New Republic is all about. Listen, can you talk to them? Can you do something about this? I mean, I don't want to, it's good to have heroes, but..." And he kind of like looks, I know he looks conflicted. You can see him struggling a little bit with like how to handle these troops.
I overhear this and immediately like go next to Otto and just sort of like lean back against something. And I'm just like, get ready for it.
I nod and say the troops need their heroes, but I understand. And go over to the men and sort of just sit down with them and start.
I think they're all kind of clustered around Otto. Like one of them is saying to you, Otto, when you land and like as you're getting out, he's like, "But this town used to be controlled by the Imperials. I bet you there's Imperial spies everywhere. Don't you think we should go and root them out?"
I just look so towards
you,
them.
You,
and
you
say,
walk up. Yeah, you walk up as this kid is like, "Yeah, but what if there's more Imperials for us to kill?"
I'm about to speak, and I'm just like, and then I look at Jesse.
I just sort of chuckle. I laugh, and I'm like, "Our job is done. We don't have to root out Imperials. We don't have to do anything else. We have to wait. We have to wait and then go home and a hot meal. Maybe some sleep, finally. I know there's that girl you've been hot for. I bet she's back there waiting for you."
The guy that was all like bloodthirsty, you know, he kind of like blushes and he looks down. He's like, "No." And like, kicks the dirt. And one of the other ones gives him a shove.
And I'm just like, it's okay, the battle's over, we'll mourn the loss of our comrade, but now is about living. And I sort of give them like, I give one of the guys a pat on the shoulder, and I was like, "And I know you love to live," and then walk off.
Yeah, and like, yeah, you're playing into these little like inside jokes and stuff, and he laughs and he's like, "Well, I mean, there is that cantina," and then they're like, "Yeah, we should go to the cantina," and they all like get excited about that, and they kind of like move off and head out into the town.
And then I give like the biggest death glare to Otto in the world.
Right.
And then return back to the commander, Commander Pohar.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So Pohar is talking to the woman. Now have you talked to her yet? Have you been like interfaced with these two? You saw them talking, Theron.
I haven't had a conversation with them. No.
Okay. Yeah. So when you walk over, Pohar says to you, he's like, Theron, this is Ki Wulen. She's well,
gotta write this like, effing name down.
Yeah, I know. He like scratches her head. It's K-I apostrophe W-U-L-E-N.
Wulen, yeah.
Ki Wulen. He kind of scratches his head at how to introduce her, and she's like, well, until recently I was a slave. I guess now I'm a friend. And she like puts her hand out to shake your hand.
I shake her hand and look her up and down and say, so you're the important one.
She says, that's what the commander keeps telling me. I don't understand. I mean, I was, and she looks down. She's like, it's kind of embarrassing, but I mean, I was captured for, well, let's say I told an officer no when he didn't like hearing no. After that, it was downhill. I've been in that prison for a long time, longer than I can remember. But, well, I'm free now, and I guess I've got an appointment with somebody important. And she kind of like smiles, as if you can see like there's hope there where there wasn't before. Right. And she says the commander told me there's a warehouse that we're gonna hide out in. There's a ship coming. We can finally get off this rock. Not like I've ever seen any other rock, but.
And I'm like, oh, there are many rocks out there, all far more beautiful than this one.
And she laughs and she's like, well, that shouldn't be too hard. Are we going to the Imperial Center?
The Imperial Center, my dear. This is the New Republic. The Empire's fallen. The Emperor gone. The Death Star 1 and 2. The Fools gone. You figured they would learn their lesson after the first one.
She laughs and she's like, there was a second Death Star?
And Theron lets out like an almost too loud laugh.
Yeah,
like it's just embarrassing, and they all know how embarrassing it is.
Yeah, yeah, and she's like, God, I've got a lot to learn. Well, wherever we're going, she like spits on the ground. She's like, it's gonna be better than this dump. Cool. Okay. So maybe we diagonal wipe to you're in a warehouse. The slaves are all kind of like sitting around on the floor, like eating. There's some supplies here. This is the sort of pre-staging area where you were waiting before you went to make your attack. And we see all of you around in the sort of shadowy interior of the warehouse. And then the ceiling, there's a dome ceiling. It sort of like cracks open, and a Gitrok freighter comes flying in. It's a big turtle-shaped spaceship. And it flies in and lands in the middle of the room. And when the door opens, a woman comes out. She's just wearing like a leather jacket and like she looks like a pilot. She's wearing like piloting gear. She's got a big like utility belt, and she's a little older. I don't think any of you have met her before, but her and Pohar, they like hug each other on the sort of the ramp. She's like, Pohar, you old dog, I'm so glad you survived. She looks around, she's like, looks like you picked up some space trash on the way. And he's like, he shakes his head, and he's like, well, I'm just glad you came to pick us up. It's time to get out of here. Let me introduce you to the crew. And he brings her over to where I think Belle, where you are probably. And he walks over and he's like, Belle Saw. This is Captain Killian. This is her ship, the Coruscant Dawn. And the woman kind of like, she shakes her hand. She puts her hand out.
Well, like this whole time, Belle's been kind of like non-emotionally filling out this mission report on
your dream paperwork.
So like I'm kind of like filling it out, and I just briefly look up and shake a hand and say pleasure, and then just go back to filling out the report.
She's like, well, you're a warm one.
I just don't reply.
You're like, excuse me, I have T5 reports to fill out here.
Yeah.
Okay. So as everybody's like loading in, he walks around, he brings her over to you. our resident bounty hunter. What are you doing when the captain brings her over?
I'd say when the captain brings her over, there's like some dude there, one of the fighters are there, and he's like just massively trying to hit on her, and she's just sitting
he's doing that thing to impress you where he's got his hand on a table and he's got his knife and he's like, yeah, check this out, look how fast I can do it.
And she's just like trying her damnedest not to punch him. Like, she's just trying so hard not to get it. Like, she's just, but you could tell, like, she's just so annoyed, but he doesn't pick up on it. And she's just like messing around with her gun, like cleaning it and making sure that, you know, everything's fine, and just trying to distract herself while she just awaits any further orders.
Okay. All right. So yeah, when you come over, I think the commander introduces you. It distracts the guy doing the trick, and so we pan away from him, and we just hear like a thunk, and he's like, "Ow!" so this captain, she's pretty like gregarious, and like seems like happy to meet everybody, she gives you a look, she's like, "Ah, Pohar, you got somebody competent for once," and he like kind of eyeballs your gear.
Oh, I don't even, like, it doesn't faze me at all. Like, I don't respond to her at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I do respond. I put my gun, finally I holster it, and then I reach out a hand, and obviously I say, "Nice to meet you, Lena Jory." And then I just, like, I kind of maybe shift my attention back a little bit and call it, I'm like, "Idiot," to the guy that stabbed himself. "Idiot."
I think that she's like, Jory, why does that sound familiar? And, like, the commander kind of, like, is like, "Oh, we've got things to do," and, like, escorts her away. But she looks back over her shoulder at you, like, "I know you from somewhere."
And I'm just sort of, like, my gaze is just locked with her. Do I actually, like, I might know who she is?
Yeah, maybe. Okay. If you can make a knowledge check.
Okay.
Let's take a look.
Oh, this is going to be great.
It would be... knowledge underworld, probably. She's underworld? A smuggler.
And yeah. Do I have to change?
Yeah, you should just have one. I'll say one purple difficulty.
Okay.
One purple die.
Oof.
Ooh, okay. No.
I do not know who she is.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you're put off by the fact that she's got some advantage over you, where you're like, maybe I should recognize her, but you don't. She just looks like every two-bit smuggler you've ever seen.
Okay, well then I sort of like, I stare at her as she looks back at me, but then I go back to what I was doing, ignoring the guy who stabbed himself.
So... yeah, he's like waving his hand, he's like, "Ow," and then you look over at him, he's like, "I'm fine, it's fine, it's totally fine."
And he even like flexes a little as he's doing it, you can just see him purposely trying to show muscle, like, "Oh, it's fine."
I'm fine. Yeah, all right, cool. So by this time, everybody's gotten loaded up onto the ship, buckled into the cargo hold, and I think that we see the Gitrek freighter like lift off and leave the planet behind, we wipe, we show the passage of time, and in the cockpit of the ship, we pan across the captain, Kilian's captaining. We can see the swirl of hyperspace behind it, and we come back into the little like mess room, or there's like a table and some chairs, and we see the group of you and the commander and Key all in the room, and the commander is saying, "So we should be any minute out from the base now." And it goes without saying, but this is one of those hidden bases. It's not like Yavin. We don't make public the knowledge that we're out here. It keeps things in the Outer Rim safe for the people that work at the base. Now, I've gotten authorization from High Command to bring you there, which means that they're impressed enough with what you've done that, well, you're going to have some more important tasks ahead of you. And he looks at you, Lana, and he says, "I want you... to know that this is a responsibility, and if you're not ready for it, and if you want to take your reward money and go, no one's going to hold that against you." What do you do, Lana?
I just give him a look like, "Are you joking?" Like, I feel like I give, like, it's clear on my expression that I'm actually kind of insulted.
Right. Yeah.
I'm actually kind of, but I don't say anything. I just hold my tongue and look over to, because Theron, I imagine I'm always like pretty much right next to him unless he's off doing something. So and then I just look over to him and like motion for him to say something.
Yeah. Do you react to that?
I give a smile and look at her and then look at the commander. I'm like, I have a feeling she'll stick around.
And he nods. He's like, that's good, because we need as many views as we can get. And I think that's when the ship comes out of hyperdrive, and we see an asteroid field. We've stopped the vessel just outside this asteroid field, and so we see all of these like huge rocks sort of ponderously, you know, making their ballet through space. And as one of them turns, the sun of whatever system you're in, the sun casts its light on one of the asteroids. Has been hollowed out and retrofitted, and so we can see all of these like antennas coming out of it, and it's got all these tunnels going through it, and we see buildings on the surface. And so it looks like the rebels are using this base to hide in the asteroid field, which is why thankfully they've been so hard to find so far. And so we see that, and we see the ship kind of like auger in, and the next scene that we see is the ship has landed and the deck plate is down, and you're all descending with the sort of like former slaves around you, and there's like a huge group of New Republic troops, like just like probably like hundreds of them, and they're all cheering. They have their like blaster rifles over their head, and they're cheering and clapping, and you know, and the commander is like putting his hands up like, no, it's it was nothing, it was just our duty. And everybody's like really excited that you've returned so successfully. How's everybody reacting to all that that attention?
I'm all smiles and just very happy to be there.
Waving.
Yeah, just like, oh,
he's like, Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm really.
He's doing the Miss America.
Yeah.
I'm
what
just
about
like...
you? What about you, Otto?
What are you doing? Just cool faced. I don't even smile. I'm just kind of like looking around, studying the spaceport, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And so I think as we can see, as you look around, you can see a bunch of like X-wings and Y-wings off to one side. There's like maybe an A-wing just kind of like coming into land as you're getting out. And there's all kinds of like missile racks, and like this is a pretty decently armed base. It's a good place to strike out from, for sure. Okay.
Bell's nose is still on this data pad. She's kind of like, it's almost like she's taking notes.
Yeah.
On the situation.
You see me just sort of pull the mask back up, like over my nose to like just hide. I would say that if anyone is paying attention, they could tell that, you know, there was like a nerve struck, and it's not a good nerve. But I wouldn't say anything or do anything. I just sort of stand by Theron's side.
Yeah, and I think we go straight, just to reinforce that, the shot goes straight from you looking kind of uncomfortable and on edge over to the captain, like, smiling and, like, high-fiving people as she walks by, even though she didn't have anything to do with the mission. But a medical team comes to take the former slaves, the former prisoners away to attend to them, and Commander Pohar says, and you, I think you all hear this, he says to Key, he's like, High Command's going to want to know that we have you as soon as possible. If you'll come with me to my office. And she's like, yeah, no, of course. And they start to head off in that direction. And they seem to have kind of left you behind. Looks like you want to say something, Theron.
Oh, I wanted to as a valued member of the New Republic, I definitely wanted to be in on that conversation. To see what was said and what I can use in troop morale and et cetera.
Okay. Yeah. So the commander is like, absolutely. In fact, Theron, I'd love to introduce you to some of the High Command. I think they'd like to hear how well this went. And so the three of you head off that direction. Is anybody going to go with Theron?
I follow behind Theron.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless he tells me to stay. If he tells me to stay, then I stay.
I stay with Otto.
No. I just give Lena a look like I don't think a bounty hunter is needed for this.
And then I just like roll my eyes, and you see me just like turn on one foot and then go back to Belsa's side.
Okay. So Otto, as you're walking up, a I guess it's like a like olive green painted like 3PO like unit walks up to you, and he's like, it's like, welcome back. This is Asteroid Base 6564. I am so pleased to have you. I am M43T. Yeah, thank you, Jesse.
you're welcome.
New Republic military liaison. If there's anything at all I can do for you, I'm happy to help. And he starts listing off like all the things that he's capable of doing for you.
Does he list anything about transportation off?
No. He just mentions like there's all kinds of like things, services that I can provide for you. If you're injured, I can take you to medical. If you need assistance or would like to train, there are training facilities on floors 5, 4, 3, and 6. And so he's like just basically just doing the the kind of like, well, hi, welcome to the thing.
I interrupt him and just say, Droid, do you have any ships available?
And he says, why, yes, we have many combat vessels.
Transport.
At the moment, there are 60. And he stops and he's like, what sort of transport ship do you need, sir?
I just kind of look at him and say, small team.
He says, why, yes, we have 4 vessels that I think would fit your definition. And he's like, the first. And he just starts to list technical descriptions of all of them.
I just interrupt him. And he's like, take them or bring me to them.
And since I'm the pilot of the group, then I would know probably what he's talking about, at least, I would assume.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you're all kind of together.
So, yeah. And so I'm going to follow if Otto goes and follows the droid.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. I would assume the droid starts taking me to the ships.
Yeah. He takes you over to an area where the, there are a couple of, transport ships. One of them looks like a mining transport. The other is a ship that's shaped, it's got this sort of like vaguely like bird-like shape, but there's a huge hole in the side. He's like, oh, that ship won't do. That ship won't do at all. And then there's like another one of the Gitrok freighters. It's like an older model, like the one that you flew in on. And then there's a like an old Lambda shuttle.
Okay.
And he says, any of these ships would be suitable for transportation within the asteroid belt. And 3 of the 4 of them have hyperdrives that can take you, well, anywhere you'd like to go.
I turn to Lana and just say, do you have a preference?
Okay, so which one would be...
And I also turn back to the droid and just say, you're done here.
And he says, yes, sir, of course, sir. Happy to be of help, sir. And kind of like shuffles off.
Which one would be suitable to like, the most suitable to get us out of there and fast? I imagine a freighter's not going to be too fast.
The Lambda shuttle, they're pretty solid. They're like gunboats basically, and it's gonna have a decent hyperdrive. You'd have to take a look. Do you want to take a look at it? Like, if you do a walk around and you can check to see how valid it is.
Okay, I should do that. I think I automatically, like, I don't answer Otto. I just start walking up to the Lambda and I'm like inspecting it. Do I see any visible like signs that it's been through combat recently or has any wear?
Definitely, yeah. Its plating has some like blaster damage for sure.
And by comparison to the ones nearby it, are they also pretty beat up?
They're all in fairly rough shape. They're not really a priority. Like there's no crew around attending to them. They just look like acquisitions that haven't been managed yet.
Okay, I sort of just. Sigh, like it's not going to get much better than this. And I point to the Lambda, and I'm like, we're gonna take this.
Why don't you make a roll? Let's make a roll, okay. And I'll tell you specifically, like, make sure that you get the right one.
Piloting space. Or what?
It's gonna be
for knowledge.
I feel like make a piloting check, but the thing is, it's not based on agility. It'll be based on your intellect. Okay. So. Piloting space, you got 1 rank in. Okay, it's the same dice pool. Yeah, just go ahead and roll piloting. Difficulty is 1. Yeah. Yeah, you're all set. You should be able just to roll.
Okay. Well,
there you go. Okay. So you're not sure, but there's just something about the Lambda shuttle that like speaks to you. Like you'd say that you're like they're all in pretty decently like flyable shape except the one with a hole in it. But there's just something that you're drawn to about this shuttle. It feels good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I start to board it?
If you have strain still, you can use that one to remove it.
Okay, I'm gonna remove 1 then.
Okay. Okay, cool. So while you're there, like, yeah, I think we see Lana, like, you put a hand on the shuttle and you're like, like looking at it kind of thoughtfully. And we cut back to, I guess, because the three of you, Otto, you and Belle and
Lana did Belle come with us? Belle, did you?
I thought I just stayed behind.
Yeah, so I mean, you're all at this point. I mean, this is a hangar. It's all like just a big open area. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in the same hangar as you guys, but not doing the ship shit.
Okay. All right. So let's cut back to Theron. So Theron, as you're walking down the hall, your comm pad, like your comm, you feel it buzz in your pocket.
I reach in and fill around with it and see if I can detect a button to press.
Mm-hmm. Just to like get it to stop.
Just to acknowledge.
Yeah. Okay.
That it was beeping.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it was quiet, so nobody else noticed. You just felt it like vibrate. Okay. So yeah, you like put your hand to it. And so you start to walk down the hall, and you get taken into a comm room. It's basically just a big round kind of donut shaped table with a hollow projector in the middle. And right now there's a display of like the local system, and looking at it, you figure out where you are. You're like, oh, okay, you can see where the asteroid belt is. You know what system you're in. There are no habitable planets in this system. It's just like an outer rim territory. Nobody lives here. But you recognize it. You recognize the sector from here.
I sort of wait for the commander to do whatever it is that he's going to do.
Totally. Yeah, he comes in. He pulls out a chair for Key, who sits down, and then he pulls the chair out, and he leans over and starts typing on the comm pad.
All right, I stand sort of behind him, mm-hmm. and ask him who exactly we're going to be talking to.
He looks over his shoulder he says, "I'm trying to get in touch with General Madeen. He's the one that put me on this mission in the first place, but he's a busy man. We'll see."
And I sort of give like a sigh, like an angered sigh, and I'm like, "So this could take a while then."
He nods. He says, "Unfortunately, we're spread pretty thin, and the Outer Rim's just not a big. Well, there's politics involved. I'll say that."
Then I while I'm talking to him. Mm-hmm. I slowly put on black gloves.
Okay. You take out your gloves.
And my accent slightly changes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Well, that is a problem then." And I shoot him in the back of the head.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you just pull your blaster and fire. Key screams. She screams, like, jumps back from the table. He falls. His head hits the table, smoking. We see the galaxy map like change to a New Republic crest that's like rotating slowly as they attempt to connect the call. And she screams and like backs away.
I rush to her and grab her by the throat.
Okay.
And tell her to shut the fuck up.
Okay.
In the nicest way possible.
And that she's coming with me now. And we've got a ship to catch.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. She like chokes as you grab her, I think that your comm pad buzzes again, and we see the New Republic logo like flicker and static out and become the Imperial gear, and then we see a hologram appear of a man wearing like it's still crackly because there's some encryption going on. So we just see his like kind of general shape. He's wearing a like a stiff collared white naval uniform, he says, "Agent Talon."
And I give him a look as I hold the gun to the Twi'lek's head, mm-hmm. and push her in front of the sort of, I guess, where he would see his like field of vision, mm-hmm. and I say, "We have her, Commander. You may commence your run."
And I think we snap over to the bridge of a Star Destroyer, and we see this guy, the guy you were just talking to. And again, because it's the Empire, everything's dimly lit, and we get just like this faint sort of bluish cast on his face, and it pans out slowly, and we can see like a dozen Star Destroyers, and they begin to like blink away, and one of the Imperials behind the guy says. He says, "Fine work, Admiral," and the Admiral with his back to us, he's like, "Yes, we have them now." And then they leap to hyperspace.
Well, now they're all gonna get away.
and I think that's when we cut back to you guys in the cargo hold. What are you doing?
I've already walked into the ship and started making preparations.
You're like flipping. Okay, so we see you flipping
switches.
Because
due to basically being Theron's like personal hunter, I guess, I already know his plan. And so I'm just in there like switching through everything, powering it on, making sure everything's ready. And when it is ready, I walk back out and I holler for the other two to get in.
Yeah, when you do that, I short comms on it. To Thrawn and just say, "Ship secured, sir. We're ready for you." And I just give him the location in the bay.
Belle's leaning on the wall with her arms folded next to Owen, and she's just like, "Brown is not my color." Just kind of like stroppily storms onto the ship.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Sorry, no, I'm just getting the what Ki-Wulen. I'm sort of with gun to her back, sneaking her back through the hangar bay to the shuttle.
Okay, cool. Well, let's see if you can do that stealthily. Great. Let's have you move through the halls. We'll see if you're going to need some backup from your friends. So it's going to be it's difficulty two, two purple dice, and then one black die for her interfering with you.
Okay. And what is this that I'm rolling?
It'll be stealth.
Stealth.
Make sure you give him a challenge as well, because I just auto succeeded on mine earlier.
Yeah, you've got two purple in your pool. I'll add one for your black. There you go. So yeah, you should be able to just go ahead and roll stealth there.
Great.
Ooh, all right.
Wait, I don't even see what happened.
It just doesn't. It's not showing
it doesn't even show me.
That's okay.
Everything cancels everything else out.
It is because everything cancels everything else out.
So it's a completely neutral roll.
You don't succeed, but
tries to act stealthily, but no one comes around anyway.
It doesn't get worse.
So basically,
you don't have to have leftover failures to fail. They just neutralized all your success. So you do fail, and I think that you run into. Maybe a couple of the rebel troops who are just coming back from being, lauded for their success. They come around the corner and they see you holding a key with the gun to her head and like pulling her down the hallway. And one of them like goes for his gun, and the other one is like just too shocked to do anything.
Can I use coercion on them and say that she killed the commander?
Yes, you definitely can.
That was what I was thinking.
Nice.
Oh, so evil.
Okay. Let's take a break before you make that roll, then.
Yeah, let's see if it works when we get back.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, so there you go. 3 hours in, still 1 hour left to go. We'll take our final break right now. We'll come back and go an hour four. See you guys in about 5 minutes. See you then.